June 5th, 1976, Friday, Leshi Nivamos. Continued.
It had never existed. But it means, in respect to all the Talhavnik in Yonim, so the Baal has a kiyach to be mati retroactively. But in respect to Mafreya, the nether exists. So the same is true of this aloche, that the yiv, that's why I said that the yiv by one yom is mafkir le mafreya de zike vis-a-vis ad yivamim. So it doesn't mean it's a goy milsa le mafreya. It's a goy milsa le mafreya that it never, that there was no, that no, that no zike exists. No, zike did exist. And bishayte, she was skuka to Ruvein and she was skuka to Shimon. But vis-a-vis mikarul haver, it has retroactive effect. But bishayto, she was skuka to Ruvein and to Shimon. So melech chlitze has the same legal effect. So when Ruvein gave chlitze to Leah, chlitze psulo, and that has retroactive effect, so it's only mafkia the zike, the kiyan zike that Shimon had in Leah, vis-a-vis the kiyan zike. So that Shimon had in Leah limafreya, only in respect to mikar lahavdik in yoni. But bishayte, even after Ruven gives chlitze to Leah, we say bishayte she was kuko to both. When, let's say, Levi, the deceased brother, died, so she bishayte she was the fellas and she was kuko to Ruven and Shimon. But vis-a-vis mikar lahavdik, it has retroactive effect. It's mafkia de zike that Shimon had in Leah. But bishayte, she was kuko when Levi died, so Leah was kuko to Ruben and to Shimon. So the Mele sins bishayte, even now we say that bishayte, Leah was kuko to Ruben and to Shimon. So Mele, that means that when Levi died, Ruben and Shimon became mechuyev in the mitzvah of chlitz. Now since Ruben and Shimon became the chuyev in the mitzvah of chlitze, so that chiyuv is not poka. Even after Reuven gives chlitze to Leah, and it has retroactive effect in regard to all mitzvah lahavdik in yonim, but the chiyuv that was chal on that became incumbent upon Reuven and Shimon is not poka. So even after Reuven gives chlitze to Leah, Shimon remains mechuyev to fulfill a mitzvah of chlitze, in Leah. So the Mele, since Shimon remains mechuyev to be mitayim in mitzvah of chlitze, and the Shitas Rambam Ligabi Yivam is that where there is zike, but there is no kiyum mitzvah of him, so it's mafkia the zike of this yivame, but it's not mafkia the zike of the tzore. So chlitze too, chlitze is mafkia the zike. In this Yivome, but it's not mafkia de zike if there is no kima mitzvah. If the mitzvah of chlitze was not fulfilled, so then it's not mafkia de zike of the tzore. So when Ruven gave chlitze to Leah, but Shimon didn't. And Shimon, we don't say because of the afkoya zikel mafreya, so that is mafkia the chiyuv of chlitze that became incumbent upon Shimon. So Memele, Shimon still remains mechuyev in the mitzvah of chlitze. So that means that the mitzvah of chlitze that became incumbent upon the two yivomim of realizing a chlitze in Leah was not fulfilled as yet. Shimon did not as yet fulfill his mitzvah of chlitze in this yivomim. So Memele, it's miakev in pattering the Torah. But when Shimon also gives chlitze to Leah, so then he is mitayim the mitzvah of chlitze, so then she becomes mitayim l'shuk, and we cannot ask what kind of effect, significance, does the chlitze by Shimon in Leah have. After all, Leah is already mitayim l'shuk. Leah is mitayim l'shuk, but Shimon is still mechuyev to give chlitze. So memele, when Shimon gives chlitze to Leah, he is mitayim the mitzvah of chlitze. Once he is mitayim the mitzvah of chlitze, so then, the Torah also becomes potter. And that's probably what Rebbe Olbea means in Birka Shmuel. Rabbi Be'er says in Birka Shmuel that actually it's the first chlitzeh that is mafkia the zikeh. But the second chlitzeh by Shimon is like a t'nai. What do you mean a t'nai? The t'nai is the fulfillment of the mitzvah chlitzeh. The fulfillment of the mitzvah chlitzeh. As a matter of fact, that is probably the pshat. I mean, in Rabbi Avrom Miburgel, Rabbi Avrom Miburgel says that where there is a chlitza psula, and let's say according to Rab, that chlitza psula is soich larza al kolach, it's soich larza al kolach. So let's say that Ruvain gave a chlitza psula to Leah, and then she has to get another chlitza. And then she gets another chlitza. So since he says, oh, b'tiret, the rosom mishkachas lo shem isyad ve mesachas, the shkolas ve shniyo hav, the shem yibom shem tu mesachot amut, the talz ala tero Hashem, o misyad mesloch Hashem, the avo davdi gam Hashem yitzorich lachlif ve shniyo. So Ruben at first gave chlitza, and then to lay it. And then, v'av galt gam Hashem yitzorich lachlif ve shniyo, mishum dichlitza psulo yi, mikom lo kem nasuno lo yoch ishenu, mishum achlis chlitzosim. So she does not have a din of a chlut. So in other words, so what's the pshat in Rabbi Avraham Miburgel? So again, Rabbi Avraham Miburgel holds that even according to Rav, it's not like the Shiras Rambam, but there's a similar on this. That even according to Rav, that chlut zepsula is so chazal parachim. So it's not because a chlitze psulo is not capable of being mafkia the zik of the yivam. Chlitze psulo is also capable of being mafkia the zik, but even without chizal kolachi. But why does it require chizal kolachi? Because the mitzvah of chlitze has to be fulfilled by all the yivam. So if the chlitze is a chlitze kshiro, so then there is aloche of hush lichuset achim kavde. So the kiyuma mitzvah is attributed to all that. Mashenkin, where the chlitz is a chlitz psula. So then we don't apply the aloche of gushlu chuset achim kaavde. So mimele, when Ruvein gives chlitz to Leah, so it's not attributed to Shimon. It's not attributed to Shimon. So that means that Shimon was not becoming the mitzvah of chlitz. If he was not becoming the mitzvah of chlitz, so Rabbi Avraham Miburgel is different from the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so the kiyuma mitzvah of chlitze is only necessary to pater the tzoreh, but to pater this yivam herself, the kiyuma mitzvah is not necessary. Then she says, Rav Avraham Miburgel shita is that even for the purpose of patering this yivam herself, so the kiyuma mitzvah is necessary. So memele, the real pliteres is the first chlitze, but the second chlitze by the adrach is like at night, in order that every yovn should be mikayim the mitzvah chlitze. And if the mitzvah chlitze is not fulfilled by all the achim, by all the yivamim, so that is miyakev, even from patterning this yivam herself. But the Rambam shita is no. As far as this yivam herself is concerned, so the kiyuma mitzvah is not necessary. You see, that's the shaila between the Baal Shor and the Karnerei in regard to yiv. All right, so this is what I wanted to do.